Brewers 360 is brought to you by Ridgetop Exteriors and Cannon and Dunphy.
First pitch to Cherio, a fly ball to right, deep. Back goes Binge, track wall gone. Two-run home run for Jackson Cherio, and the Brewers lead it 4-0.
And Brewers end up winning that game and the series against the New York Mets, now coming home to face the Rangers in a weekend series. Joined now by Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Good to talk to you, Rick. New York, L.A., those seem to be the trips a lot of folks from the organization choose to make. I know when we had Matt Arnold on yesterday, he was out there. Did you go east for this one?
I did. We didn't get back till about 2 in the morning, but obviously we'll take the series win. And we got the Rangers, then we have to go to Chicago.
What did you see in terms of Jacob Mizorowski? You know, Telly and I were talking. I guess Miz said he didn't have his best stuff, but this is another ballpark where he seemed to struggle a little bit with the mound situation.
Yeah, I noticed, you know, a lot of times he was, you know, checking the front of the mound. He just, from his height and delivery, he's going to be landing at a place where most of the pitchers don't land. So I think he was having some issues, but, you know, as the expectations for him are just off the charts. So, you know, if he pitches 6 innings, gives up 2 runs, people say, what's going on? What's wrong with him? So it's just, you know, it's a bar that only he can set and exceed, but offense helped him out. And what I liked about, liked him very much is coming out after that tough 5th inning. We threw a lot of pitches. He had a very clean, very efficient 6th inning, gave the bullpen a little breather, and it was nice the offense picked up, and so it ended up being a good win.
Rick, this was a unique trip out east for the Brewers and yourself. We had a pit stop in Williamsport. I know that the travel was a little tough then, with you guys leaving Milwaukee, going to New York, and then taking a bus to the airport and then going to Williamsport and all those things. But was it all worth the experience, and how much did the guys really enjoy that part or that aspect of the trip?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely logistically a little bit more challenging, but I think it was a lot of fun, and I think the players really enjoyed it. So, you know, when you see all the little leaguers and all the families, just look at awe at the players, and we had a chance to interact with the little leaguers and talk to them and exchange, you know, caps, and you know, it was great. It was so logistically well done. The people at the Little League were just amazing. You know, everything was really smooth. It was fun. The ballpark is very cool. It was great to see a live major league game that counted with 2,500 people in the stands and very intimate. I didn't like the result, the end, but ultimately great, great experience for all of us.
Rick Schlesinger is with us here on Brewers 360. All right, so back home for a weekend series with the Rangers. A lot going at the ballpark. We got Cole Swindell, his concert after the game tonight. And then tomorrow, for those who are watching on the YouTube stream, I have the Jackson Cherio Bowl, which is our WTMJ giveaway this year.
Absolutely. So we've got standing room only for tonight, and we've got tickets, good seats available for Saturday and Sunday, but very short homestand, and all of a sudden we're off in Chicago and then from there to Cincinnati. So running out of regular season home games, and you know, ticket sales have been fantastic. It's really appreciated, and we're looking forward for a strong September and then hopefully a very strong and lengthy October.
Have you seen the Cherio Bowl, Rick? It's special.
I have. I'm a big cereal person. So, and I love the branding, you know, I love my favorite radio station being featured, but I am a big cereal guy. So I still eat a lot of cereal in the morning, which I know people find weird because I'm not a young guy, but I'll be using the Cherio Bowl.
Rick, I know it's in baseball, you never really get too far ahead of yourselves because there's so many games and it's such a long season, but how much are you all looking forward to that Labor Day weekend or Labor Day series against the Cubs here in Milwaukee? I mean, when you combine a holiday and rivals, it always produces, you know, great numbers.
Yeah, I mean, back in when the schedule was announced, you know, I looked at that 7 games against the Cubs, yeah. 4 on the road, 3 at home, and you knew those were going to be critical, and they are. The Cubs are hanging in there, and I feel like, you know, we just got to keep the distance between us and the Cubs. I want the one seed if we can get it. And the first step is to beat the Cubs for the division title. You don't get the one seed if you can't be ahead of the Cubs, and they're a good team. their offense is very dangerous, and we don't take them lightly. It's going to be an epic four games in Chicago for sure.
Rick, want you to highlight this as well. Season seats now available to be locked in for 2027. But with that, of course, you would get the opportunity for first crack at postseason tickets, right?
Yeah, so if you're buying a plan for 2027 and putting down the financial commitment, depending on what tickets you're committing to in 2027, you're having access, early access to 2026 postseason tickets for sure. Obviously, current season seat holders obviously get that priority access, but this is also an opportunity for folks who want to sign up for 27 to also get access.
Should be a good series this weekend. Rangers in town for three at American Family Field. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.